In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. We're looking at Hebrews 12, but before we look at Hebrews 12, I want to tell you that God is still on his throne, and he hears and answers prayer. Just as long as your faith in him is intact, it's all going to turn out all right. Oh, I've got a major thing in my life that needs to be turned over to God. The Lord said, turn it over to me. And I did the best I could. And God will bring good out of it, even though I made a mistake, a big mistake. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, who are these people? Abraham, Isaac, Abel, Enoch, Noah, Jacob, Joseph, Benjamin, then the New Testament people, Peter, Paul, Andrew, James, Philip, Bartholomew, oh yes, our Blessed Mother. We are surrounded by so great a witnesses, people that have lived their faith and people that have died believing in Jesus Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. Let us also lay aside every weight and sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. It is a race, and it's not a 24-yard race. It's a triathlon. Let us run and persevere the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, yes, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Who are you looking to today? Looking to Father Tom? Get over it. Look to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, the Lord himself. Look to him, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him, you are the joy that was set before him. Through his sufferings he would obtain you, and the gates of heaven would be flung open for you. For the sake of the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, regarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. He ever lives to make intercession for us at the right hand of God. He ever lives to pray for you at the right hand of God. Consider him who endured such hostility. Consider him who was whipped. Consider him who was crowned with thorns. Consider him who was nailed to a cross. Consider him who had spikes in his hands. Consider him. Consider him. Consider Jesus who endured such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart. In other words, if you suffer for God, you know, your suffering is nothing as compared to the suffering of Jesus. He said, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. We think of the physical pain that Jesus had. What about the spiritual pain of drawing every man, woman, and child unto his heart? In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. In other words, you've not been martyred. And you have forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as children. My child, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord. What is this discipline? Could it be suffering for the name of Jesus? Yes. Suffering for the name of Jesus? Yes. That's why they wanted to go back to the temple. It was so beautiful in the temple. But you see, Jesus is the pioneer of our faith. Jesus came as the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. Do not lose heart when you are punished by him. For the Lord disciplines those whom he loves. I believe the discipline is the persecution that they are experiencing, and chastises every child whom he accepts. He has accepted you on the cross. He has accepted you in the resurrection. He has given you life. He has poured out his Spirit upon you, his Holy Spirit upon you. Endure trials for the sake of discipline. In other words, go through the trials, but believe they're going to end. Endure trials for the sake of discipline. God is treating you as children. What child is there whom a parent does not discipline? If you do not have that discipline in which all children share, then you are illegitimate and not his children. God allows us to experience suffering for his name's sake. I am not talking about sickness. I'm talking about suffering, rejection, people rejecting us, people looking at us as if we're crazy. Yes, it's much easier, you know, if you were to talk about the ball game, people all want to listen. You start talking about Jesus and they say, yo, this one's God, this one's crazy. Crazy in love. Crazy in love with Jesus, yes. We are crazy. Crazy in love with Jesus. Moreover, we and human parents to discipline us, and we respected them. Should we not even more be willing to be subject to the Father of spirits and live? In other words, the trials you're going through, do them in faith that God's going to bring good out of them. To those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good. For they disciplined us for a short time, our parents, as seemed best to them. But he disciplines us for our good in order that we may share his holiness. Yes, share his holiness. Through what? Through the Holy Spirit. Now, discipline always seems painful rather than pleasant at the time, that's for sure. But later it yields a peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. How much have you suffered for Jesus Christ? Because you're a Christian, because you're a Catholic. How much have you suffered for the Lord Jesus Christ? I tell you, that suffering is like gold. To suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the ways that people allow me or make me suffer is they put me on a shelf. In other words, you know, just leave him alone. Just leave him alone. And that hurts. Oh, I've had people that I've really liked as friends, and they've said, I don't want to be your friend. That's a suffering. That's a suffering. That's a suffering. Therefore, lift your drooping hands. Strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet. In other words, pray. Lift your drooping hands in the midst of your sufferings. Strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Oh, yes. Raise your hands in glory to Jesus Christ. Raise your hands in glory. Kneel before him. Alice Lavin used to get on her knees every day. She was in her 90s, giving her life to Jesus. Pursue peace with everyone and the holiness with which no one will see the Lord. The holiness comes from the Holy Spirit. We cannot make ourselves holy. Our holiness comes being in contact with the Holy One, Jesus Christ the Lord, through the power of the Spirit. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, and no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and through it many become defiled. Do you have a root of bitterness in your spirit? Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let the person go. How do I let the person go? Start praying for that person. one Our Father a day for that person, that the root of bitterness would not take root in your heart anymore. See to it that no one becomes like Esau, an immoral and godless person who sold his birthright for a plate of porridge, for a single meal. You know, later, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected. God wants to bless you today. He wants to call you my child. But you've got to surrender your life to him. Oh, you don't have to. But you see, there is no joy apart from the surrendered life. The surrendered life of Jesus. The surrendered life of the person who surrenders his life to Jesus. You know that later, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, this is Esau, he was rejected, for he found no chance to repent, even though he sought the blessing with tears. You have not come to something that can be touched, the Old Testament mountain, a blazing fire and darkness. You haven't come to that, with gloom and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice whose words made the hearers beg that not another word be spoken. You won't come for that mountain that declares your sin. For they could not endure the order that was given. If even an animal touches the mountain, it shall be stoned to death. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, "I tremble with fear." But you and I have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to innumerable angels in festal gathering. Oh, we've come to a place of glory. We've come to a place of glory, to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, hallelujah, the mediator of a new covenant, the new and everlasting covenant in his blood, the Eucharist, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. The blood of Jesus speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Do you know that today? Are you sprinkled with the blood of Jesus? That blood causes us to repent. Hallelujah. We're hearing people say, "You don't have to repent." Of course you do. Of course you do. When you do something that you shouldn't do, you've got to repent. You've got to go to confession. That's real. You don't just say, "Well, I was saved, and that's it. I can do whatever I want." No, no, no. God wants to perfect us in the blood of Jesus. God wants to perfect us in the Holy Spirit. God wants to perfect us now. See that you do not refuse the one who is speaking. For if they did not escape when they refused the one who was warned from the earth, that's the law, how much less will we escape if we reject the one who warns from heaven, Jesus? He warns from heaven. We're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. We have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, to heavenly Jerusalem, with festal gathering, with innumerable angels. At that time, his voice shook the earth when the law was given. But now he has promised, "Yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens." I remember receiving a prophetic word, and it went something like this. As the horseman holds the bridle when he's riding a horse, so I say, hold on to me, for the world is about to be shaken. The world is about to be shaken. We live in a world that's crazy. We live in a world that calls right wrong, wrong right. We live in a world where we have men living with men sexually. women living with women sexually, women aborting their children, saying it's my body and I'll do with it what I want. But you see, the world is crazy. The world is crazy. And we do not get our leadings from the world, but we get our leadings from Jesus, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Do you know that today? Do you know that it's all about Jesus? Yet once more indicates the removal of what is shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving the kingdom that cannot be shaken, oh, the kingdom cannot be shaken, let us give thanks by which we offer to God an acceptable worship in reverence and awe, for indeed our God is the consuming fire. Let us offer to God thanksgiving. What are you grateful for today? Can you hear my voice? Your ears are open. Your heart is open. What are you grateful for today? Thank you, Lord, that I can see with my eyes. Thank you, Lord, that I can feel with my hands. Thank you, Lord, that I can taste with my mouth. Thank you, Lord, that you've given me the ability to be on radio. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Chapter 13. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality. To the Old Testament. The scripture says, he prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. That if an enemy came to you at night in the desert, you had to prepare a table before them so that they could eat. What about friends? What about friends? Are we open to hospitality? Are we open to have our house hospitable for people? Hospitality to strangers? For by doing that, some have entertained angels. Remember the three angels, or was it God, who came to Abraham and told Abraham that next year at this time he was going to have a son without knowing it. They entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison for the word of God. Remember those who are being tortured as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge fornicators and adulterers. God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money. Start tithing. Start, I don't have enough money. You don't have enough money? Start tithing anyway. You'll see God open the windows of heaven. Keep your eyes free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Do you know who said that? God spoke through Jeremiah, I shall never leave you nor forsake you. We have Jesus on the cross dying for us. We have Jesus on the cross drawing all men and women unto himself. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. Are you afraid today? Give your life to Jesus. He'll give you peace. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me, Jesus said. In my Father's house there are many mansions. Were it not so, would I have told you, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Yes, he is. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. I'm telling you, the leaders he was talking about were people like Stephen and Philip, who gave their lives up. Peter, who gave his life up for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. That's real. If he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, he can do the same things that he did yesterday, today, and forever. He knows how to heal. He knows how to deliver. He knows how to bring peace to people. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings, for it is well for the heart to be strengthened by grace. Strange teachings about food. You know, if you're not supposed to eat this because it's unkosher. Stay away from people who are into foods would make you clean, which have been, not by regulations about food, which have not benefited those who observe them. We have an altar from which those who officiate in the tent have no right to eat. Our altar is in heaven. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin are burnt outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also suffered outside the city gate. He did. He did not suffer inside Jerusalem, but outside the city gate, in order to sanctify the people by his own blood. Sanctification by the blood of the Lamb. This is so important. Sanctification by the Holy Spirit. We are not sanctified by eating food or not eating food. We are sanctified by the Lord Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus, by the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us then go to him outside the camp where he was crucified and bear the abuse he endured, that persecution. Persecution. Are you being persecuted for Christ today? For here we have no lasting city, that's for sure. But we are looking for the city that is to come. Through him, then let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God that is the fruit of our lips that confess his name. Praise you, God. Thank you, God. Praise you for everything. Praise you, Lord, that you give us the ability to speak on the airwaves. Praise you, Lord, that you give us the ability to be on television. Praise you, Lord. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, yes. For such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls, and they will give an account. Obey your leaders. Let them do this with joy and not with sighing, for that would be harmful to you. Pray for us. We are sure that we have a clear conscience. Pray for Father Tom, during to act honorably in all things. I urge you all the more to do this, so that I may be restored to you very soon. Now may God, the God of peace, who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you complete in everything good, so that you may do his will, working among us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, bear with my word of exhortation. In other words, don't go back to the temple. Suffer for Christ. Let persecution come. You've not shed blood yet. I have written to you briefly. I want you to know that our brother Timothy has been set free, and if he comes in time, he will be with me when I see you. Greet all the leaders and all the saints. From those in Italy, they also send greetings. Grace be to you and to you and to all of you. We have this beautiful piece of Bible from the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. He wants us from heaven. He has a place for you. He flung open the doors by his death, burial, and resurrection so that you and I would go to heaven. I love the word flung open the doors. Flung open the doors. I need to talk to you about giving because, my friends, we have not been receiving what we need. We got $2,000 last week, and we need like four or five every week. If this broadcast is a blessing, please, inseason.net, www.inseason.net, go to PayPal and leave a gift. Or write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And what do you think they're doing? They're cheering us on. They know how it is to have faith and troubles. They pray for us. They call the communion of saints. Those people that are with God pray for us. And Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. Whoever lives to make intercession for you and for me. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.